from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We got some bad news.
In the Twin Cities.
An update on J.J. McCarthy. He did, undergo surgery actually this morning on that meniscus. It was led by our team doctor, Dr. Chris Larson at TCO. It was a successful procedure, but it did reveal that a repair was necessary, which will end JJ's 2024 season.
That sucks. It's a bummer. We kind of knew.
Yeah.
Unfortunate in that. It wasn't something that was noticeable. It was something where McCarthy woke up with spirits in some knee pain and went to the team doctors, and I'm sure they did the knee test and they went,
"Hey, what we do know, not a flap, because they clipped the flap.
They cut the whole thing off, meniscectomy.
They had to repair this bad boy, and that is no bueno for
a torn meniscus, which means he was out there playing with a torn meniscus.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
Joel Embiid feels his pain.
Yeah, no kidding, right? This is reaching Blazers and big men level curse with the Vikings and quarterbacks.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater,
his
Teddy Two Gloves
getting folded like origami.
Yeah,
Cousins is Achilles.
Yeah,
now McCarthy's MC or meniscus.
Yeah, but
that's
three
quarterback injuries in what, 5-6 years?
Yeah. The good news is, though, with J.J. McCarthy and this meniscus injury, it's not one of those ones that'll have a lingering long-term effect. But the recovery time is just so long that his rookie campaign is done. And I feel for J.J. McCarthy and Vikings fans, because the worst part about this is you had that brief glimpse of what he is able to do on the field in the preseason, and you said, hey, maybe he can do it. Again, it was a preseason game. We've seen guys have great preseason games and not be good quarterbacks in the NFL. But the idea of everything that everybody talked about, and I thought this was the most impressive thing about the rookie quarterbacks in week one of preseason, was everything that people said, this is their strength, this is what they do well, with all of them, it bared out.
Yeah.
Exception of Drake May.
Sure.
Because one series did not look good.
Pull
whatever.
Plug, move on.
But Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, you all saw the flashes of, all right, for Nix and McCarthy, get the ball out, be accurate, be quick and decisive. Both of them did it, right? Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, be a creator. Okay, keep plays alive, extend some plays out, and you showcase the arm strength. Both of them did that, right? Michael Penix, Mr. Cerebral and dialed in. He didn't get as much hype out of preseason week one. Mm-hmm. Still looked pretty good.
Sure.
Still looked pretty good in that. But everything that they said, this is why these guys will be pros and those things that players or fans will look at, you got it. You got that out of week one. So that's the big bummer for Vikings fans is when you have a young quarterback, you want to see those growth marks, those developmental marks. But I don't think this is any sort of death sentence to J.J. McCarthy because he still can go through learning how to be a pro and not have any of that pressure of having to perform on Sundays this year. You can grow sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, no, and that's what we talked about yesterday a little bit, and the idea of being able to learn while watching and not always having to learn on the job. You know, you don't have to go out there and throw them to the wolves to see if they've got it. And I think it's not a blessing in disguise, but it is something that the Vikings can take off their plate of the fan base, the collective push for if things don't go well with Sam Darnold, you don't have the backup quarterback syndrome.
Yeah.
The young guy in waiting. Well, things aren't going well, so let's see what we have. It's like, no, that's gone. That's gone. We're not
the drill. Let's go.
Keep it going. So, you didn't even have this, obviously, in Green Bay when you had Favre with Rodgers or Rodgers with Love, because both those guys sat for years and were able to figure it out without getting reps, without getting opportunities, without being out there on the field. And that franchise is now going to go basically 40 years with three quarterbacks.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. Maybe follow that model.
It's really hard to do, though, because you have to have that eye and evaluation of talent because we've seen guys that, and look, so much of it is a product of your front office, mm-hmm. drafting guys around you, developing guys around you, your coaching staff, your system that you're playing in,
sure.
weapons that you have, your offensive line. And that's one thing that Green Bay, like everybody's like, follow the Green Bay model. Yeah, but I think everybody's trying to follow the Green Bay model.
You're talking about five different front offices that have made those choices around those quarterbacks, though.
They are fantastic drafting, developing, and what they do is they hand off. Mm-hmm. They hand off their franchise to somebody. They don't really go outside of the Green Bay family very often. For coaching, they will.
Sure.
But in that front office, it's homegrown.
You work your way up.
Yeah. And that, I think, is the biggest thing is instead of hiring, firing in and out, right, or giving a coach too much power and veto power for some guys, like, I know you don't need any more reason to hate Josh McDaniels.
But, yeah.
But did you see the Josh McDaniels story that emerged?
Which one?
In 2023, Raiders GM Dave Ziegler had a deal in place to trade up to the number 2 overall pick to draft C.J. Stroud. Head coach Josh McDaniels overruled Ziegler. McDaniels signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a 3-year, $72 million deal instead.
Oh, my God.
That's according to SI Now.
That's causing, an actual aneurysm to occur.
No. I mean, again, with all of this comes, but these sorts of things come out all the time, right? The hindsight and, you know, both of those guys are no longer with the franchise anymore. And sometimes you see those leaks come out and from people who have a bitter taste in their mouth and who knows the validity of it.
I think with Josh McDaniels, that's just a taste. That's just, it's not bitter. It's just, that's what he is.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah.
But I mean,
and who knows? Like
we've talked about this though. The whole idea of a quarterback sitting, I have yet to see where it's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, because sometimes those guys just never make it to the starting job.
Sure, but if that's the case, then you haven't lost anything. You haven't invested in that as far as game capital. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I think the Matt Flynn would kind of probably be in that regard.
J.J. McCarthy is different in this in that he was a first-round pick.
Sure.
Right? And that's like Jordan Love, too, right? Whereas, Jordan Love drafted to be the heir apparent, and if it didn't work out, then you have that egg on your face, right?
Yeah.
But when you use a first round pick on a guy, especially as high as Minnesota took JJ McCarthy, then you do have that pressure. The dude better pay out. You better see him on the field.
Love was like, what, 22nd, 24th?
Yeah, he was in the early mid 20s. Yeah, okay. In between like 22 to 24, right? And they traded up to go and get him. Or maybe he was 21st. I don't know. But he was somewhere in the 20s. But that was one where, remember, there was a big deal on that. And the pressure was amplified because Aaron Rodgers went out and did all the interviews saying, when I saw that they were going to trade up, I thought that they were going to trade up to go and get me a wide receiver. Well, that's wrong. They got your replacement instead. And he looked pretty damn good last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to get off this island as it pertains to quarterback development, unless something drastic changes.
Yeah, no.
And
But there's also guys that are thrown to the wolves, and it comes down to either a quarterback, either you have it or you don't, mm-hmm. and as a franchise, either you will build around that guy or you fail him miserably. Like that, I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to, because there's also guys that get thrown to the wolves, play poorly their first year, mm-hmm. and they have good careers.
Yeah, Peyton Manning obviously being that guy.
Well, Peyton Manning and Trevor Lawrence is one of those too, where
his coach was just there was no
Joe Burrow literally successful. Got injured because the team around him was so bad, and they weren't very good either. And that's the other that gave them Ja'Marr Chase.
That's the other part of this. Why would you want to invest such grand capital into a quarterback and then throw them out there to die?
Yeah. Well, remember, the very next year, the conversation in Cincinnati was Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase, and they went with Ja'Marr Chase, and everybody's like, oh boy. Turns out, neither one a bad choice.
No, both are probably going to be Hall of Famers.
But what Cincinnati did was they went and they revamped that entire mm-hmm. offensive line in free agency. And still wasn't great, but...
better.
I mean, they made a Super Bowl. Yeah,
better.
And Joe Burrow got sacked 51 times that year.
Oops.
So,
yeah,
I don't know. Guys that sat, obviously, you have Patrick Mahomes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Got to remember.
Yeah.
He's Tom Brady. I mean, you can make an argument that, like, three of the top 10 quarterbacks in NFL history sat.
Young.
You know? You had, well, Steve Young was weird. He played in the USFL. Yeah,
but, I mean, he did also come.
And he went to San Francisco. And then I'd sit behind
Joe Montana.
yeah, but J.J. McCarthy, speedy recovery, go be an All-Pro next year, huh?
Sure.
How about we do that?
There you go.
How about we do that?
Love it.
All right. 503-864-6326. I feel like I lost you in this segment when I brought up the Josh McDaniels thing.
That did.
I feel that, like that really bothered
hurt.
You.
It physically hurt me.
You I had a visceral one. Reaction. Yeah. I saw that on Twitter.
PTSD.
And I kind of hid it from you because I wanted to spring it on you and get that normal reaction. Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you.
That hurt.
Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you. But
I wonder what that package would have been.
Yeah. No idea. But again, C.J. Stroud, is he that good if he doesn't have...
I mean, he would have had Devontae Adams.
Bobby Slowick and Tank Dell, Nico Collins, the offensive line. You have an anchor at your left tackle. Good O-line. You know?
They have an okay O-line.
He has it, though. He has that it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He has
but,
that
But, I mean, it. They would have had Adams and an O-line.
Maybe they would have had to give up Devontae Adams to move up to number two. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
That hurts.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Now I'm staring in the bear of Shedeur Sanders.
Well, no, you got Minshew Mania going on right now.
AOC might start.
What?
Yeah.
Doesn't she have, like, work to do in Congress?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they get out for the summer.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she have a re-election campaign coming up or something?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.